Hi, this week the question is, does the Bible teach by implication? There is a view held by many people that only what the Bible explicitly says can be bound upon people. Let me define some words so that you know exactly what I'm speaking about. The word explicitly means word for word. An explicit statement means a Bible statement that's made plainly, word for word, no vagueness. Implicitly means reasoning has to be used. Implication means there's a relationship between two statements so that if one statement is true, the other is also true. Let me give you an example. In John 3, verse 16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." This is an explicit statement. This passage plainly says, word for word, that God loved the world so much he gave his only begotten Son to save the world. Now let me give you an example of an implicit statement. God so loved Abraham Lincoln that he gave his only begotten Son to save Mr. Lincoln. Now that statement is not explicitly given in the Bible. You cannot read that statement word for word in any Bible. But we say the Bible implies this last statement. There are some people who argue today that only explicit statements can be bound on people. These people argue that implied statements involve human reasoning and therefore are polluted thoughts. Human reasoning, we're told, cannot be used to bind religious and moral practices on others. Now, before going any further, I just want to pause and make a quick observation. When people argue for binding only explicit, word-for-word statements from the Bible, they're actually in a predicament. They're actually binding a law that is not explicitly, word-for-word, given in the Bible. And I find that to be very interesting. Well, let me give you another example. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, the Bible says, "All liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire." Now I read another passage in 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10. The Bible says, "For godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation." Now when these two passages are taken together, here's the conclusion that we reach. A person today who continues to lie and does not repent of it shall be in the lake which burns with fire. Now, the Bible did not explicitly, word for word, make this last statement, which I just made. But the Bible does imply this. You see, implication is a way that God teaches man. It is not true that the only way God teaches man is explicitly, word for word. God created man with the ability to put statements together and draw conclusions which are not explicitly made. Human reasoning must be used, and human reasoning does not pollute the truth which God intended man to learn. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, the Bible says, "Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord." According to this passage, God himself is asking man to use the reasoning abilities which he was created with and learn the truth. Using the reasoning abilities which God created us with does not pollute truth. Well, that's our study for this week, and we thank you for listening to our message this week. We'll continue these thoughts next week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week as we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.